Hello, I'm Brock Peters. Welcome to the second hour of Story of a People.
And I'm Denise Nicholas Hill. We've traced man's origin back to the continent of Africa and followed the rise of the great African kingdoms, Egypt, the cradle of civilization, whose accomplishments in science and building remained unsurpassed for centuries. Ghana, Mali, Songhai, West African trading centers that became known for their great wealth and culture.
We've looked at the diversity of the continent and its peoples, focusing on the structure of West African societies from which the bulk of Africans coming to the New World originated.
In this hour, we'll explore the history of the slave trade and look at the arrival of blacks from the west coast of Africa to the shores of the New World.
It was the labor of black slaves that provided a great deal of the wealth in the Americas. This system of slavery, based strictly on race, was a new development. The practice of slavery was not.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory,
no one knows where slavery was first practiced, but it is said to have existed among people of all cultures from prehistoric times. The practice of slavery among the Greeks and Romans is well known, but slavery was also widely practiced in Africa.
In African societies, prisoners of war were often taken as slaves by warring tribes. When the Muslims invaded Africa, they contributed to the development of the institution of slavery on the continent. The Muslims gathered black slaves and sent them to Arabia, Persia, and other Islamic lands.
The Muslims recruited slaves essentially to be used as servants in their palaces. Owning slaves was simply a sign of wealth, and if a slave were converted to Islam, he was treated with respect and regarded as a brother in the faith.
The key point is that these slaves were not subjected to the harsh treatment that befell their brothers and sisters when slavery was introduced into the New World. Cultural anthropologist Asmaran Lagese explains.
There's very little similarity between slavery as it existed in Africa and slavery as it has come to be known in the Western world. The reason for this is that war captives were taken in, were enslaved, but it was almost invariably the case that the enslaved populations were assimilated and assimilated totally into the fabric of society.
It was midnight on the mountain. It was stormy, it was cold inside the cave. I was hiding from the world that I was lonely and afraid. just as if the Lord was saying to the people, where is love? Where is love? From the mountain, from the mountain, he was asking.
Gave rise to the modern institution of slavery. Two things, according to historian John Hope Franklin: a new form of philosophical freedom spawned by the Renaissance and the commercial revolution.
Franklin says the Renaissance prompted the quest for individual freedom and fulfillment. Man was free to pursue those ends which would be of the most benefit to his body and soul. This passionate search resulted in the destruction of long-established practices and beliefs about the rights of others. In the words of W.E.B. Du Bois, it was the freedom to destroy freedom, the freedom to exploit the rights of others.
The commercial revolution brought new economic vitality to Europe, and combined with the Renaissance philosophy of anything goes, fostered a form of competition that resulted in the ruthless exploitation of any and all commodities.
As economic competition among the nations of Western Europe increased, so too did the search for new ways to gain wealth and power. The trade in human cargo was pegged a money-making venture to be embarked upon.
The European slave trade in Africa began in 1441 when a Portuguese ship captured 12 blacks in a raid on a West African coastal village. Prince Henry of Portugal presented the captives to the Pope, who was so pleased with the gift that he gave Henry all rights to coastal exploration. There had already been a steady trade with Africans for gold and ivory when the slave trade became the main interest of European traders.
There were, of course, attempts to rationalize the slave trade. The Spaniards and the Portuguese used Christianity to justify their actions, claiming the slave trade as a holy cause that had the blessing of the church.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all.
Heaven help us all. Heaven help us all. Help us all. Heaven help us, Lord, hear our call. When we fall,
lay me down before I go to sleep. In a troubled world, I pray the Lord to keep. Keep hatred from the mighty and the mighty from the small.
Trade progressed, the Europeans soon discovered that there really was little money to be made in trading slaves, at least on the European continent. Although they had access to a large supply of Africans, the demand was low among European nations. It wasn't until Europeans made their voyages to the New World that they discovered the trade in human cargo could be profitable. I'm Denise Nicholas Hill.
And I'm Brock Peters. We'll have more on the slave trade when Story of the People continues.
At work in his studio, photographer Ted Palmer demands and gets great performance from his models.
That's it. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, we got it now. That's a wrap.
But away from the studio, personal style and high performance are his stock in trade. So he drives a Dodge Daytona Shelby Z. It's got performance and personality written all over it. The Shelby Z for 1988. A 174-horsepower turbocharged turbo 2 engine. A silky, smooth 5-speed transmission. Nose-to-the-ground front-wheel drive and competition suspension. High-tech rubber and 4-wheel disc brakes. And because it's a Dodge, it's backed with the exclusive 770 protection plan. See this limited warranty at your dealer. Some restrictions apply. The Dodge Daytona Shelby Z. Take it away, Ted. It's gotta be a Dodge.
And the next song's dedicated to my main man, Daryl, who taught me everything there is to know about DJing. Daryl's joining the Army to become a multi-channel communications equipment operator.
Oh, yeah, right. Sounds complicated.
Yeah, but the Army's gonna send me to electronic school to learn it.
Sounds good.
Hold on, this tune isn't over.
What do you mean?
After my enlistment, I'll have the money I need to help pay for technical school.
Today's Army can teach you the skills you need for a more rewarding future. And if you qualify for the GI Bill plus the Army College Fund, you could earn up to $25,200 for additional training at an accredited VOTEC school.
You know, Daryl, I was wrong. You didn't teach me everything. Tomorrow, I'm taking these talented hands down to the recruiter.
Now, you always were my smartest student. Be
all that you can be. It's time I started thinking about my future. Find your future.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Welcome back to Story of a People. I'm Brock Peters.
And I'm Denise Nicholas Hill. From the onset, blacks were a part of European expeditions to the New World. Some were explorers, others came as servants and slaves. It was when the Europeans decided, however, to exploit the natural resources of the Americas that cheap labor became a necessity.
It can be argued that Columbus's discovery of the New World initiated the slave trade in the Americas. In the Spanish colonies in South America and the Caribbean, a new method of plantation farming was being practiced, which required a great deal of labor. Inexpensive labor, if profits were to be kept high.
Columbus found the Indians in the islands a peaceful and generous people, and attempts were made to enslave them. The Spaniards forced the men into mines and the women into domestic and agricultural work. But the Indians were not accustomed to the labor or the harsh treatment. Many, having been exposed to new diseases carried by the Europeans, died within the first year.
There followed an attempt to use Europeans on the plantations, and hundreds of convicts and debtors were sent to the colonies as indentured servants. But this too proved unsuccessful. It was decided that here existed the opportunity to make use of the large supply of Africans the Europeans had at their disposal.
Africans were taken to North and South America and the Caribbean to work on the plantations and in gold and silver mines. The commerce in human beings lasted for more than 400 years until the late 1870s.
Most of the slaves were taken from West Africa along the 3,000-mile coast from Senegal to Angola. But few slaves actually came from among the coastal peoples themselves. These people had established trading centers with Europeans, where they exchanged slaves for guns, horses, and other merchandise.
The African slave trade depended not only upon the wicked European merchants who were willing to buy their fellow men, but also on African merchants who were willing to sell them. It is for their complicity in this slave trade that these blacks will forever stand condemned. As historian Chancellor Williams notes, at first, the African slave sellers may not have known the fate to which they were consigning their brothers, but in time, they did learn.
Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy.
Ship ahoy, yeah.
Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy.
Ship ahoy. As far as your eyes can see, men, women, and baby slaves coming to the land of liberty, where life's design is already made. So young and so strong, they're just waiting to be saved. Oh, I'm so tired, and I know you're tired too. Look over the horizon, see the sun shining down on you.
Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy.
Can't you feel the cold wind blowing by? There's so many fish in the sea.
Thank you.
hand. You're my slave. Somebody got to win. You're my slave. I'm your master. Wanna go to the land, as far as I can see. There's a man laying over there. Tell me what he sees. He has nothing to eat for so long. Tell me, look over here and tell me what do you see.
Members of the ruling class of African societies were the main accomplices in the European slave trade. These chiefs and priests paid little attention to looking after their subjects and were willing to sell them in order to gain European goods.
It is important to note that at this time there was, in effect, an embargo on arms to black Africa. According to historian Williams, Africans saw the weapons as a real source of the Europeans' power. They viewed the earth-shaking cannons as threats to their own existence. In time, they thought, the weapons might lead to the destruction of their entire race or its total enslavement.
So the Africans reportedly became insistent on demands for guns as articles of trade. The demand for guns by the chiefs was pitted against the demand for slaves by the Europeans and Arabs. Since it was prisoners of war who usually were sold as slaves, the Europeans encouraged war between African villages, often supplying one side with weapons in exchange for captives.
Sometimes criminals were punished by being sold into slavery. Since the chiefs controlled legal and religious matters, it was easy for them to convict large numbers of people. Anyone suspected of dealing in witchcraft would be sold along with their entire family. Many were falsely accused and sold.
Can you do it when you keep trying to rip me off? How in the world can you call me brother when we can't even have a man-to-man talk? And I'm telling you, still cheat and you lie, cheat and you lie. Oh, how can you call me brother when you can't even look me in my eye? And I'm telling you, oh,
many of the laws and religions of West Africa were made into tools of the slave trade. The ruling groups, including priests, were usually on the side of the traders. The common people were the ones sacrificed.
Even if the slaves escaped, it was difficult to avoid being captured by the chiefs of another territory and returned to the Europeans for a small payment.
Most West Africans suffered during the slave trade. Either they lost relatives or lived in constant fear of being taken themselves at any moment. People could not lead ordinary lives. There were changes in the laws and the structure of society. Laws which had previously existed to protect people were now being used to enslave them.
The slave trade accelerated the rise of kingdoms in such places as Benin, Dahomey, and Ashanti. The profits from the trade became the major means to political power.
There were West African chiefs who tried to put an end to the slave trade in their areas. The King of the Congo tried in the early 16th century, the King of Dahomey in the 1730s, but they failed because no single African ruler could prevail against the economic powers of Europe.
As we've said, initially, the Africans who sold their brethren into slavery could not have known of the treatment they would receive on the long voyage or of the life that awaited them in the New World. Nor could they have had any idea of the devastating effects the slave trade would have on Africa. Having lost millions of its finest men and women in just a few centuries, the entire African continent would soon be open for conquest by the Europeans, and many great civilizations would perish.
The torturous voyage to the Americas has become known as the Middle Passage, a one-way journey into hell. We'll have more on this when we return with Story of a People. I'm Brock Peters.
And I'm Denise Nicholas Hill. Stay with us.
You say you want the best cream relaxer your money can buy in America. It makes your hair feel so soft and silky. It's the number one relaxer in America.
Celebrate Black History Month and save up to $5 on Revlon Realistic, America's number one relaxer. Each specially marked kit purchase means a contribution to the United Negro College Fund. Details on pack. Trust your hair to Revlon, the salon's choice. Warning, follow directions carefully to avoid skin and scalp irritation, hair breakage, and eye injury.